What is the burden?
今天我们要交通一个负担。
Which is concerning the two aspects of the church life.
是交通到教会生活的两个方面。
Let's read some verses first.
那我们读一些经文。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
Verse 46.
第四十六节。
Let's read it all together.
我们一起来念。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
The early church.Has a lot to show us today, even though the church has been on the earth for almost 2,000 years.
虽然教会在地上已经2000年的时间了，但是在早期的教会有很多值得我们学习的地方。
Here we see, right after the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
我们看见在五旬节以后，教会就产生了。
And it might seem strange to us, but the churchknew how to function right away almost.
我们觉得非常的稀奇，这刚出生的教会他们就知道他们应该怎么样来运行。
And the way they were meeting every day.
他们每一天都聚集在一起。
In the temple and breaking bread from house to house.
他们不但是在殿里并且他们在家里面擘饼。
The meeting in the temple represents the meeting life.Of the church life.
在殿里表示他们有一个有一个聚会的生活。
And the breaking of bread from house to house represents the daily aspect of the church life.
但是在家中擘饼就代表日常生活那一部分。
Since my wife and I came to a fellowship here.We have really, really enjoyed the meeting aspect of the church.
当我和我的姊妹来到这个地方聚会以后，我们非常的喜欢我们在一起的聚会生活。
When the saints come together, whether it's for prayer meeting, or Friday night Bible study meetings, or Lord's Day table meeting, we all enjoy coming together, meeting all the saints.
不管是礼拜三祷告聚会，礼拜五的查经聚会。或者是礼拜天早上的聚会，我们都非常的喜欢与弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
And like I shared one time a couple weeks ago, as I go through the week, my expectation intensifies.
就像我以前交通过了，在每一个礼拜，我都很期待这些聚会的来临。
On Mondays and Tuesdays, I expect Wednesday.
对，礼拜一、礼拜二的时候，我就等候礼拜三。
Because there's a prayer meeting.
因为礼拜三我们就有祷告聚会。
I get to see all the saints.
我可以看见其他的圣徒。
And on Thursday, I expect Friday.
礼拜四的时候我就在等候礼拜五。
And as I go through the day, thinking about the saints are coming to my house, I'm just full of joy.
当在礼拜天我在想到圣徒要来到我的家里面，我的心里面就充满了欢喜。
And on Saturday, my heart started beating.
到礼拜六的时候，我心里面就开始跳跃。
I can't help it.
我没有办法控制。
As I think about what the Lord is going to speak to us on Sunday, the table meeting, all the saints, I'm just in another world.
当我想到礼拜六我们要在一起擘饼，我们要听到主的话语，要看到其他的弟兄姊妹，我的里面。感觉我好像活在另外一个世界。
And the Lord speaking on the Lord's Day is very, very rich.
神的话语在主日是非常的丰富。
My wife and I can both testify of that.
我和我的姊妹都能够做这样的见证。
And we have learned quite a bit since we came.
我们也学习了很多这段时间的里面。
But my wife and I had some fellowship recently, and we both feel.That there's another aspect which we have not touched.
但是我们也发现到，这还有另外一方面， 我们还没有接触到。
And that is the breaking of bread from house to house to house to house.
那就是在家中拨饼这件事。
It seems to us that when we come together, you know, the meeting is very rich because like the children of Israel in the Old Testament time, they were coming together three times a year to keep the feast.
在就像以色列一样，他们一年三次聚集在一起，他们有那个节期。
And when they came, they were charged to bring their gifts.
当他们来的时候，他们需要带他们的礼物。
And as they offered the gifts to the Lord and sharing with one another, it was just a rich time of enjoyment with the Lord.
当他们一起把的礼物献上和别人分享的时候，那就是一个很丰富的一个时间。
But the rest of the time during the year, they had to labor.
但是在其他的时间，他们却要劳苦。
And that is a picture of our laboring on Christ, our daily laboring on Christ.
那就是讲到我们每一天在主面前的劳苦。
And this laboring daily is the foundation of the feast to come.
如果没有这个每一天的劳苦，就不会有节期的那个快乐。
Right. Without the laboring daily, as we come together, we will have nothing to offer.
如果我们在平常的日子里面没有做工，等到节期的时候就没有东西可以献给主。
And when we come together, and they may seem there's a distance between the saints.
如果这样的话，我们聚在一起的时候就发现彼此中间会有距离。
And there's a distance between the Lord and us.
在神与我们当中也有距离。
So we saw that in Acts, the early church, they were meeting every day in the temple.
所以在早期的教会，他们每一天都在圣殿里面聚集。
They must be full of enjoyment of Christ.
他们一定是有很丰富的享受。
And so that wasn't enough.
但是他们觉得那还是不够。
They were still going from house to house.
他们仍然从一个家庭到另外一个家庭。
And these are the two aspects of the church life.
那个是另外一个方面。教会的生活另外一个方面。
We need the coming together of all the saints to share with one another the Christ.
我们需要聚集在一起，我们可以彼此的交通。
We also need to go from house to house during the week, during our daily life.
但是我们也需要从一个家庭到另外一个家庭。
And the traffic between the saints can reduce the distance between the saints.
如果我们彼此都有交通的话，我们的距离就缩短了。
As we get to know each other, and when we come together, then we'll have a lot to share, to open to one another.
当我们彼此认识的时候，那我们聚集在一起，我们就更能够敞开的交通。
If we do not even know each other, even as we come together, it's difficult for us to open from the depth of our being and what the Lord's doing in our lives.
如果我们不认识的话，就不容易把我们自己敞开。
The book of Romans, there are 16 chapters in the book of Romans. As we went through Bible studies a couple months ago, we discovered there are three sections.
我们在过去一段时间交通看罗马书，我们发现罗马书有三个部分。
We discover from chapter 1 through chapter 11.That's the first section.
我们看见从第一章到第十一章是头一个段落。
And chapter 12 through 15 forms another section.
从十二章到十五章是另外一个段落。
And chapter 16 is a section by itself.
到十六章它是一个单独的一个段落。
From several aspects, we came to this conclusion because Number one, in the first 11 chapters, Paul was laying a firm foundation in the truth.
在第一个段落里面，保罗就立下一个很好的根基。
He went over and over the matter about our truth, about our faith, and about grace.
他就讲到真理，讲到信心，也讲到神的恩典。
These are the most basic element of our faith.
这是我们信心里面的根基。
And this is the foundation whereby a church is built upon.
这是教会建造的根基。
And he laid such a solid foundation that there can be no compromise.
保罗在立根基的时候是这样的清楚，而且并不没有任何的妥协。
He reiterated one phrase over and over. Absolutely not.
他重复的讲到绝不。
When it comes to compromising, absolutely not.
关于妥协的事情，保罗是绝对不妥协。
The truth has to be the truth. There can be no compromise.
真理里面是不容许任何的妥协。
And the tone of his voice was even sometimes harsh.
他的语气有的时候甚至是很急的。
And when he came to the end of chapter 11, it seemed like he had discharged his burden.
但是到了11章以后，好像他的负担已经卸掉了。
So at the very end of chapter 11, he offered a praise.
所以在11章的末了，他就赞美神。
And he ended with Amen.
然后他最后说阿们。
Then from chapter 12 on through 15, there's a definite change in tone, in Paul's tone.
从12章开始保罗的口气就改变。
He was a little mellower.
他好像比较柔顺一点。
Because there he was building the church.
因为他开始讲到建立教会的事。
The foundation of truth has been laid.
那个真理的根基已经立好了。
So he was building up the church in these chapter 12 through 15 of Romans.
在十二章以后，他在讲到建立教会的事。
And he likened the church to the body of Christ.
他讲到教会好像基督的身体。
Having so many members, each one differing from the other.
有很多的肢体，每一个肢体都不大一样。
And at the end of chapter 15, again he released his burden.
到了第十五章的时候，他又把他的负担卸下来。
And he offered another prayer and ended with Amen.
他又做了另外一个祷告，最后他又说阿们。
And then in chapter 16, there was another definite change in tone.
到了十六章开始的时候，他的语气又转了。
Chapter 16 was full of love.
到了十六章，他里面充满了都是爱。
He was greeting all the saints.
他对所有的圣徒问安。
He mentioned all the names of the saints.
他讲到他们的名字。
And he thanked and praised all the saints.
他谢谢他们，并且感谢赞美他们。
And at the end of chapter 16,
到了最后的时候，
his burden was fully released.
他的所有的负担都卸下来了。
He offered another praise and ended with Amen.
他又一次的赞美神，最后他又说阿们。
So these are three definite sections.
这是三个很清楚的段落。
Because in chapter 16 we saw that the church has been built.
因为在16章的时候，我们看见教会已经被建造。
And it was entering into a stage whereby the church fully manifests Christ.
教会已经能够完全彰显神的自己。
And there was such a traffic between the saints. All the saints were sharing, loving one another, caring for one another.
圣徒彼此之间的交通是非常的密切，他们互相的关心。
There were no longer any doctrines like he did in the previous chapters.
他在十六章里面已经没有再谈到许多教义的问题。
No more teachings.
也没有教导。
But just a practical daily church life.
只是非常实际的日常教会生活。
As you read chapter 16, you really sense a sweet savor.
当你看16章的时候，你就可以好像闻到一个馨香的气。
First, he opened with a recommendation. He recommended a sister Phoebe.
他一开始他就有一个推荐。
Because Phoebe was one who was a patroness or protectress. Of all the saints, including Paul himself. In verse 2.
因为他这里说他是常常帮助许多其他的人。这个姊妹叫菲比。
And then we see more names.
然后 他就提到很多的人。
Prisca and Aquila。
有一个就是百基拉。
They have what we probably would call today a house church.
他们有一个家庭的教会。
The church that's in their house.
这教会就在他们的家里。
So from here we see that the church doesn't just come once a week, twice a week, or three times a week, or even four or five times a week. The church becomes a living.
我们看见教会不只是我们一个礼拜聚集一次或两次或三次，这教会是一个生活。
Just like we saw in Acts, the church was a living.
就像我们在使徒行传里面所看到，教会是一个生活。
Because at that time, they were meeting every day in Jerusalem. Every day.
因为那个时候他们每一天都聚集。
And they still sense the need to go from house to house.
然而他们仍然觉得他们应该要从一个家庭到另外一个家庭。
So the church is not a formality.
所以教会不是一个形式。
Rather, it's a living.
是一个生活。
It's going from house to house.
是从一个家庭到另外一个家庭。
It's sharing with one another.
是彼此的分享。
It's caring and loving one another.
是彼此的关心和相爱。
So, when my wife and I had this burden, we went before the Lord, and then we just decided we would practice it.
当我们有这个负担的时候，我们在神的面前祷告，我们觉得我们应该要来实行。
Rather than wait for the saints to invite us, we invited ourselves.
我们也不等别人来邀请，我们自己请自己。
We just went to a few houses.
我们就到一些家庭里面去。
And a great time we had.
我们享受美好的时间。
Right, Jim? Jim in the back.
在那个 Jim 是谁啊？李文静弟兄，我们就去过他们家。
We really had a wonderful time together.
我们觉得在一起的时间是非常的美好。
We thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know about them, but we enjoyed it.
我们是很享受，不知道他们觉得怎么样。
And so we've been doing that for several weeks now, and we have such a sweet taste of the church life.
我们这样做有几个礼拜了，我们觉得这实在是非常的甜美。
And I encourage all you saints to do likewise if you don't mind.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们都这样的行。
Because church is a living.
因为教会是一个生活。
We enjoy coming together.
我们实在喜欢大家聚集在一起。
But we also enjoy going from house to house.
但是我们也实在喜欢到弟兄姊妹的家里去。
We need to be like Paul.
我们需要像保罗一样。
You remember so many names here.
他在这里记得好多弟兄姊妹的名字。
I'm ashamed today, I still don't know a lot of his names.
我就很惭愧，有很多弟兄姊妹的名字我不记得。
This is because there's a lack on our part.
这因为我们有一个缺乏。
There's a lack of the daily aspect of the church life.
这里我们所缺乏的在日常生活的一部分。
Just by coming together once a week, twice a week, three times a week is not enough.
我们单单是聚集在一起一次、两次、一个礼拜是不够的。
We need to have a daily trafficking between all the saints.
我们需要有平常的来往。
If you can't drive, you can let your finger do the walking.
如果你不能够开车的话，你可以打电话。
Pick up the telephone and call.
你可以拿起的电话，你就可以已经弟兄姊妹交通。
Brother, let me share with you a Bible verse.
你可以跟弟兄来交通圣经上的话。
And I think as we practice this, we will all enter into another realm.
当我们实行这样的时候，我们就会进入另外一个境界。
Just like the early saints had experienced.
就像在早期的圣徒他们所经历的。
It seems like they just cannot have enough meetings.
他们好像永远觉得聚会太少。
And as we read a little further in chapter 16 of Romans, we come to pick out a few verses. Verse 13.
我们从16章我们读几节圣经， 我们先看到十三节。
It says, greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother as well as mine.
他说，又问在主拣选、主盟拣选鲁弗和他母亲的恩，他的母亲就是我的母亲。
Romans 16:13.
罗马书十六章十三节。
Here we see a person by the name of Rufus.
这里我们看到有一个人，他的名字叫鲁弗。
He's chosen in the Lord.
他是在被神所拣选的。
Would you like to be called this chosen in the Lord, Steve?
我们是不是盼望被人称为说是被主所拣选的呢？
And I tell you, he has a mother, and his mother was Paul's mother as well.
这里他有一个母亲，保罗说鲁弗的母亲就是他的母亲。
I hope I have some mothers here in the church.
我也希望我也有一些母亲在教会的里面。
This is the kind of church life that we all need to enter into.
这是我们所需要的一个教会的生活。
You know what, if we can choose one word to describe a mother, what word would you use?
如果我们要用一个字来描写母亲，哪一个字你会想到呢？
Love. Any volunteer? That's it, love.
这就是爱。
We need a lot of love here.
我们需要我们需要爱。
You know, as the new ones come through here, it seems like every week we have some new ones.
我们每个礼拜教会都有新来的弟兄姊妹。
And the one particular thing that he is either caught or turned away is the determining factor is love.
这个弟兄姊妹会留在这里或者离开这里，就看我们这里有没有爱。
We really need to pay attention to this matter.
我们实在需要注意这一件事。
You know, in the book of Revelation, we see a church, the church in Philadelphia.
在启示录的里面，我们就看到腓拉铁非的教会。
The word Philadelphia means brotherly love.
那个名字的意思就是弟兄相爱。
And the church in Philadelphia was the only church that the Lord had praised for.
在那是唯一的教会得到神的称赞。
What did they have?
他们到底有什么呢？
Did they have a network of evangelistic organizations?
他们并没有很多那个传福音的机构。
Did they have great speakers?
他们有没有很好的讲员呢？
Did they have gifted members?
他们有没有很有恩赐的会友？
Probably not.
也许并没有。
But one thing they did have.
但是他们有一件事。
They had love for one another.
他们有彼此相爱的心。
And this satisfied the Lord.
这就满足了神的心。
And this satisfied us too.
这也能够满足我们的心。
And the Lord also said, "You have a little strength."
主又说你有一点的力量。
So our natural concept is the church in Philadelphia was one that's according to God's standard. They must have something great.
如我们人的想法，如果这个教会得到神的称赞，他们一定是有很伟大的事情。
They may have, must have great power.
他们有很大的能力。
But the Lord said you have little strength.
但是神却说你们却只有一点点的力量。
Do we have little strength?
我们有没有一点的力量呢？
Surely we do.
当然我们也有。
We have a little faith.
我们有一点的信心。
We have a little love.
我们有一点的爱心。
We have a little patience.
我们有一点的忍耐。
A little bit long suffering, right, Anne?
我们也有一点的
long suffering.
我们有一些痛苦忍耐。
Little perseverance.
有一点的患难。
The Lord said you have little, and that's enough.
神说你有一点，但那就足够了。
I was thinking back about a trip we took, my wife and I took last summer.
我想到去年夏天我们的一次旅行。
We went to Europe, and we visited several countries. One in particular really we enjoyed being was the country of Switzerland.
我们访问了几个国家，有一个国家我们印象很深刻，就是瑞士。
And that's a country full of beautiful, majestic mountains and lakes.
那个国家里面有很多美丽的山 也美丽的湖泊。
Very vast blue clear lakes.
那个湖泊呢是蓝色的，非常的清澈。
Some are as deep as 1,000 meters.
有一些是一千尺那么深。
I often wonder how does so much water come to being in this country, in the lakes?
我想为什么这么多的水能够聚集在这里呢？
One day we went to the mountains. We took the cable car up to Mount Titlis.
有一天呢，我们就坐那个缆车就到一个山，那是什么山？
Titlis.
一个山叫 Titlis.
That was the highest peak in central Switzerland.
那是在瑞士最高的一个山。
At the foot of the mountain before we enter into the cable car.
在那山脚，我们上那个缆车以前。
I noticed there was a little stream by the entry.
有一条小溪在那个门口。
And as we enter into the cable car, we had to transfer several times because it was so high.
我们坐缆车要坐好几，要转好几次的车，因为那个山是这样的高。
So in our first part of the trip,
在第一段的时候
we passed through the valleys and the farms and the forest.
我们经过山谷，我们经过农田，我们经过森林。
And then we transferred to another higher elevation.
然后我们就到另外一个高度。
And leaving all the greenery behind.
然后那些绿色的东西在我们的后面。
The terrain became rugged.
然后我们就看到那个地势呢就比较曲折了。
I saw some water, a tiny little waterfalls.
我会看到很多很小很小的瀑布。
And then we transfer into another higher elevation.
然后我们又到另外一个高度。
We began to encounter snows and ice.
然后在那里就有雪，也有冰。
There was some melting snow.
有一些雪在那里融化。
And I noticed there were just some drops of water.
就好像一滴一点一滴的那个水这样滴下来。
And there were a lot of those little drops.
有很多很多那些小小的水滴。
As we went a little higher, it was all solid sheets of ice.
然后在更高的地方，所有的冰都是结冻。
So I realized all those beautiful lakes, the water came from those little tiny drops.
所以我就认识到，那些美丽的湖泊的水都是从这些一小滴一小滴的冰块那里掉下来的。
Once those droplets are released, they form into a little pool.Eventually into a little waterfall, little creek, little stream, into the big lake.
那些小水滴就变成一个小水流，然后就变成一个小瀑布，就变成一个小溪，最后流到那个湖泊的里面。
Do not despise the little thing that we have.
所以我们不要轻视我们所有的这一点点。
Do not despise the little strength that we have.
也不要轻视我们里面所有的一点点的力量。
I remember a story in the Gospels. There was a Phoenician woman.
我记得在圣经里面讲到一个女人。
She came to the Lord asking for healing for her daughter.
她来到耶稣的面前，要求医治她的女儿。
The Lord said to her, "It's not good to give children's bread to the dogs."
神就说了。把给儿子的饼给狗是不合适的。
You know what she answered?
你知道她说什么吗？
She said even the dogs wouldn't mind eating the crumbs under the table.
她就说就是狗也吃掉下来的零碎。
Sometimes we come to the meetings, we may not think we have much.
有的时候我们来到聚会的里面，我们觉得我们好像没有什么。
The need is great, but what do I have?
我们知道需要是很大的，但是到底我有什么呢？
There are 5,000 people that need to be fed.
有5,000的人需要食物。
But all I got is 5 loaves and 2 fishes.
但是我只有这个五饼二鱼。
It's not enough.
绝对不够的。
But as long as we're willing to offer it, the Lord is willing to bless it.
但是只要我们愿意献上，神就会祝福。
If we don't despise what we have, even the crumbs,The Lord was marveled at the woman's faith.
虽然我们所有的是很少，但是我们不要轻视它，就是那些零碎，神也用来试验这个女人的信心。
You know, the book of Acts says they broke bread from house to house.
在使徒行传里面，他们在家庭里面拨饼。
It didn't say they had feasts from house to house.
他们并没有讲到他们有那个宴席。
To me, a bread is something little.
对我来说，一个饼是不算什么。
We all have bread.
我们每一个人都有饼。
We may not prepare a feast, but we have bread.
我们不一定能够准备宴席，但是我们都有饼。
If we're willing to offer to the Lord will bless it.
如果我们愿意把这个饼交给主的话，主会祝福。
And this is the kind of church life we need to, start to pay attention to and start entering into.
这是我们所需要重视的教会生活。
I long for some brothers to call me up on the phone and share just one simple verse with me.
我喜欢有弟兄姊妹打电话给我，就是跟我交通一下圣经的话语。
So far since we've been here, no one has invited us yet.
So
we invited ourselves.
到我们来到这聚会里面，还没有人请过我们呢，所以我们就自己请自己的。
And we like it.
我们也喜欢这样。
We had a lot of bread.
我们有很多的饼。
And you know, I may not have much, but I have a few songs.
我虽然没有很多东西，但是我有几首诗歌。
If you give me the grace, I'll sing for you.
如果你给我机会，我也会唱歌给你。
I think this kind of church life is very sweet.
我觉得这样的教会的生活是非常的甜美。
Don't you think so? Seems like we live in a big city, living is easy, and we don't have this desperation.
因为我们活在一个大的城市里面，好像生活是容易的，所以我们不是那么迫切。
And when we come to the church, we're well fed.
当我们来到教会里面，我们得到饱足。
But the field is always ready to share.
因为我们弟兄是常常准备好的。
There are so many rich brothers and sisters. We're well fed each time we come.
有些弟兄姊妹已经准备好了，所以每一次我们聚集的时候，我们都得到饱足。
So we lose that sense of desperation.
所以我们就失去了那个迫切的心。
We need to learn from this Phoenician woman.
我们就需要学习这个女人。
Going after the crumb.
连那个零碎我们也要。
So we need a lot of going after the bread, going knocking on doors, going from house to house.
所以我们需要很多的叩门，我们需要很多的探访、探望。
If we're not desperate, we need to ask the Lord to give us this desperation.
如果我们里面没有这个迫切的心，我们需要祷告求神给我们一个迫切的心。
I'm desperate for the Christ in you.
我们要迫切的对于弟兄姊妹身上的主，我们要有一个迫切的心。
Maybe your fortune is very small.
虽然你的产业可能是很小。
But that portion of Christ only you have. No one else can replace.
但是你的产业却是别人所没有的。
The portion of Christ in me may be small.
我身上的产业可能也很小。
But no one else can replace me.
但是其他的人却没有我这一份。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I don't know, seems like my burden is already released.
好像我的负担已经讲完了。
I tell you, I love the church life.
我实在喜欢教会的生活。
I give my whole life for it.
我把我的生命我把我的生命摆上。
Years ago when I was in college,When I first saw the vision of Christ in the church,
在很多年以前，在我还在大学的时候， 我就看见这个教会的生活。
I told the Lord, I'm ready to give my life for it.
我就告诉主说，我愿意把我的生命摆上。
I will give my blood for it.
我会把我的血摆上。
And the Lord, in His sovereignty, arranged the circumstances.
那神在他的主权的里面，他就安排了环境。
We have learned through the past years.
我们在过去一年曾经学到。
And He really made us desperate for Christ and the church.
他就让我们里面有一个迫切的心。
If we don't labor for it, we won't get it.
如果我们不付上代价的话，我们就不会得着。
And as we started to have the Bible study a couple years ago, we discovered this book was so rich and so living.
在好几年以前，当我们一起开始来查考圣经的时候，我们就发现这本书是非常非常的丰富。
If we're just willing to give a little bit of our time to study the Word,
如果我们愿意花上一点的时间来看神的话，
we will find riches in it.
我们就会发现里面的丰富。
We will find life and so many riches in it.
我们就会看见生命在里面。
Everyone from the least to the greatest, as long as we're willing to dig into the Word, we will find something.
不管是什么样的人，只要我们愿意花时间在神的话语上，我们就会得着。
And as Christ works in us, and in you and in me, we need to come together to share with one another.
当神在我们的身上做工的时候，我们需要聚集在一起，彼此的分享。
This is what church life is all about.
这就是教会的生活。
It's a life of sharing with one another, caring for one another, and loving one another.
就是教会生活，就是分享，就是相爱，就是彼此照顾。
This satisfies the Lord.
这就能够让神的心满意。
And this satisfies us also.
这也能够让我们的心满足。